All right. That was The Divided Sky from November 19th, 1992 at St. Michael's College in Colchester, Vermont. And that was recently remastered by the doctor, Fred Kevorkian. And so you were hearing it in all its sonic splendor from the bunny here at Festival 8. This is Kevin Shapiro coming to you from the archives backstage, way, way backstage at Festival 8. We're getting pretty heated up here. I have to say, you wake up in the morning in Indio, California, and the sun is out, and the mountains are surrounding you, and the palm trees are bearing dates, and it's a pretty nice place to be. So for those of you here lucky enough to be here, I hope you're having a great time out there in the campgrounds and getting ready to get your show on. We have two sets of fish tonight, three sets tomorrow on Halloween, and three more sets on Sunday, including an acoustic set. So we're in for a real treat here, fish-wise, at this festival. I'm lucky enough right now to have with me Mr. Matt Beck, touring director of the Waterwheel Foundation. Many of you may be aware, but for those who aren't, Fish has a very active nonprofit arm and focus. And the Waterwheel Foundation is the manifestation of that, the permanent manifestation of that, with a mission that began as cleaning up Lake Champlain, and shares a benefactor in the Ben & Jerry's fish food ice cream, and as well as a percentage of all the sales that go to live fish. Before I move on from that, for those of you who haven't checked it out, the House of Live Fish is at the back of the concert field, and they have a number of mix stations by Pro Media where you can sit and mix your favorite fish tracks. Our in-house engineers, Ben and Jared, have done a great job mixing everything down to stems, which means that you can basically turn the bass way up, or the drums way up, or the guitar way up, or the keyboards way up, and get your own mix of the band that suits your ear. And all those will go up in a blog at livefish.com. So thanks again for tuning in. I don't want to spend too much of Maddie's time here. We're going to talk a little about the Waterwheel. You guys take care of yourselves and each other. And we're going to drop right from this little talk into yet another pre-festival farmhouse gathering that the band had back in the old days. So here's Maddie Beck, Waterwheel touring director.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Hope everyone's having a great time out there. Staying cool, pace yourself. We got a lot of music tonight. I just wanted to give everyone a heads up about the Participate program that we've got going on. We're doing an 8,000 hours of service program. So a lot of people did some volunteer service in their local area through a nonprofit agency and are bringing in evidence of that to receive shirt compliments of Ben & Jerry's, a free scoop of fish food ice cream, a free live fish download of the summer sampler put together by Kevin Shapiro, all sorts of wonderful prizes. You also get entered into a raffle to potentially win 8 tickets for the upcoming fall tour, autographed posters, archival packages from past festivals, all sorts of wonderful things. So look for the giant water wheel out in the concert field. We're just across from the House of Live Fish, and there are many ways you can plug in, and we're surrounded by a lot of other great nonprofits that we've invited here, and we'd love for you to come around and show them your love.
Maddie, tell us a little bit about the other nonprofits here. Who else is here joining us? I know that you guys partner, the Waterwheel Foundation, that is, partners with another local nonprofit at every single stop on the tour, correct?
Yeah, in this instance, we've actually brought out 8 other nonprofits, among them Headcount and Sweet Relief and 350.org, Climate Ground Zero, all sorts of very pertinent and contemporary groups.
That's great. And also, I have to give this little shout out to our friends in the vendor area. I understand we have some Waterwheel and pre-Waterwheel dignitaries on site.
Absolutely. Henry Schwab and Mike Hayes are going to be here on site. We're very excited to have them here. They're original founders of the foundation.
Nice. Yeah, it's all in the family around here. And we thought that little piece from the Ross Gym at St. Mike's would drive that home. It's really... it's funny, the more things change, the more they stay the same, and it's a pretty beautiful scene going on over here. So for those of you who are tuned in from elsewhere, we hope that you're able to soak up a little of the flavor, a little of the sunny compassion of the Festival 8 vibe. And for those of you here on site, or even if you're not on site, get to the Water Wheel table when you're at a show. Go say hi to Maddie. You'll find, believe it or not, that Trey is often at the Water Wheel table as well. And it's a whole bunch of good people really giving them themselves to bring the beauty of the band and the energy that the band inspires full circle to help the community and hopefully the world.
Well, thanks for the kind words. We always appreciate the opportunity to be here on the From the Archives show. And keep tuning in. Kevin's got a lot of great more music for you.
Great. We're going to move forward now to what's commonly known as Ian's Farm. But it actually took place on Ian McLean's old friend Connie Condon's farm in Hebron, New York. And this is the first one we're going back to, all the way back to August 21st, 1987, when Fish Festivals meant attendance of, 10, 12 people and maybe 16 dogs or so. So I hope you like this. Stay tuned in. This is From the Archives on The Bunny. Enjoy.